These are known as the comfortable words. Jesus, because they're meant to bring us comfort, not because they were meant to sit more comfortably with them. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." John in Revelation reports Jesus' words to the church. "Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you, and you with me." Paul records in Romans, "God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And Matthew records Jesus' own words as he lived and walked in the land. "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So come to this table not because you must, but because you may, not because you're strong, but because we are weak. Come not because of any goodness in our own lives gives us a right to come, but because we need mercy and help. Come not because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more, and come because he's loved you and given himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. A prayer of confession. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open and all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. The Apostle Paul tells us of the institution of the Lord's Supper. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And then in the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We'll now do that with thanksgiving. If those who are serving could please come to the front. Receive the bread, we pass it along the rows, so eat it as you receive it with thanksgiving. Jesus said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take this in remembrance that Christ died for you. Feed on him in your heart by faith and with thanksgiving. the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Please hold the cup and we will drink together. Let's drink this and remember that Christ's blood was shed for us, and be thankful. Your death, O Lord, we commemorate. Your resurrection, we confess. Your final coming, we await. Glory be to you. We'll conclude our service today by singing hymn number 528.